Encounters with Grace, looking for love in all the right places. Encounters with Grace is a compilation of essays, prose, and images based on the musings of the urban herbalist Charlene Marie Muhammad. In 2019, Encounters with Grace is dedicated to 365 days of Finding Nemo, never-ending moments of openness to the universal principles of peace. Encounter number 19, Magic to Do. Been feeling some kind of way this past week. Always inquisitive about my inner stirrings, I decided to take a seat and discover where these feelings were arising from. Emotions are interesting experiences when you take a good look at them. Taking a look is the hard part because emotions are experiences that like to take oneself on a ride, and they're a little sneaky too. Oneself may start out the day with the best of intentions and good feeling, and then out of the deep blue sea or sky, you notice that you are on a magic coaster ride of funk or euphoria. In my experience this past week, I just wasn't feeling life like it was the joyful familiarity I am determined for it to be every day. I could not find the grace I so wished to encounter on a daily. It just wasn't happening. I also noticed that sitting itself was getting on my last nerve. The practice of sitting still lets you know and see that the concept of stillness is an oxymoron. There is no such thing as sitting still, unless that's death itself, which I don't necessarily care to experience right now. No, sitting in the name of being still can lead one to believe that everyone is living on the spectrum of attention deficit disorder. The mind is all over the place. The body feels every ache and pain, itch and twitch, all bubbling up inside and outside of self. Which way do I go? Which way do I flow? Whew. I think I need to jump off this magic carpet ride. Always determined not to be defeated by the very experience of life itself, I go to my studies. One of my favorite quotes by our elder yogi, B.K.S. Iyengar, is noted in his delightful autobiographical book, Light on Life, and it speaks to seeking help when one feels lost. Here's Swamiji's quote. I had no one I could ask, so I had to ask self. Let us start this inquiry with the idea of emotions. I always considered emotions to be a defense reaction of my mind. I thought that my reactions to the experiences of my life were assaults to my heart, good or bad. Emotions to me up to this point were expression of the heart that I spent a whole lot of time unpacking in my head, as though my experiences were the reality of the world. And yet this new study and reflection on emotions has led me to a whole new level of consciousness about this stuff. Did you know that emotions are actually the physical sensations we experience based on the chemical reactions of our hormones? Our physical body systems communicate within their biological universal sphere in many ways we are just beginning to understand. Yet, we do know of at least five forms: via neural transmission of the central nervous system, nerve conduction; via the cardiovascular system, as blood flows to provide nourishment throughout our bodies; via the connective tissue that supports our entire internal cavity called the fascia; via the cascade of biochemistry of the endocrine or hormone system; and probably the least understood, via this concept called mind. But we will leave that last one for a deeper dive next musing. Emotions are directly linked to the chemical reactions of our hormones. Based on the cascade of one hormone's influence on another, our feelings are weighed in the balance. This chemistry then influences how we think, because our thoughts are expressions of how we feel or perceive the experiences we are living. In light of this, we must consider what influences the chemistry of our bodies, from what we eat to what we see. We may now better understand how the subtle influences of daily living affect how we feel in any given moment of our days. And now I am full circle back to the magic of mindfulness and sitting still. Jon Kabat-Zinn writes in The Healing Power of Mindfulness, A New Way of Being, quote, "Mindfulness is a wise and potentially healing way of being in relationship to what befalls us in life. And improbable as it may sound, That includes anything and everything you or any of us may encounter. Even when facing extremely challenging life circumstances or in their aftermath, there is a profound promise associated with the cultivation of mindfulness. Facing and embracing your life as it is, including whatever you may be dealing with in any given moment, the challenge is this. Are you going to be in wise relationship to this moment as it is, however it is, including all of the annoying, unwanted, and terrifying elements that arise on occasion and need facing? Is it possible to open to the lessons you can learn from approaching life and all of your moments in a radical way? End quote. So getting back now to the funky feelings I was experiencing this past week, perhaps the lesson is just that. Just like magic, I am mindfully aware of how I am feeling and seeking to understand why I am.